20. Where the heck am I?
What are you doing?
20. 20 who?
Where you been?
I just went out and had a lot of raspberries and grapes, Richie.
There you go.
Kiwi, oranges, kiwi. Cherries.
I have a kiwi, too.
Very good from the farmer's market. Good for you.
Jennifer
Horn
bar.
Is here, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, Roberta Fasinelli, who's the queen of cheap. We have some news, American Idol stuff. We have a 2020 television quiz. We also have Jennifer with an update on a couple of television programs. One's out and one's in, I guess, in the manner of speaking, Jen.
Exactly. Should we start with the bad news first, or what should we do?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, no, just the bad news first.
All right. After 8 seasons and 177 episodes, Fox's House will be closing down its doors in May.
Wow.
It's over. Producers of the show announced yesterday that this is the final season for the medical drama.
It's time.
It hasn't been
the same. This year is lousy, dark. House went to jail, and he's more drug addicted. It's just not fun. A lot of the things back and forth with the various characters. When Morrison was on, what was her name? Jennifer Morrison.
Uh-huh.
And the woman who was running the hospital, Edelstein, wasn't that her name? Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Edelstein was there.
Yeah.
The black guy, Omar Epps, I think is
Omar
his name.
Omar Epps, yeah.
And the English dude and the guy who is the House's best friend. It was a nice collegial sort of, I mean, there were the issues and you had to think when you watched the show. It was good for that. But then they sent him to jail and this year's just been angry. I've watched it a couple of times.
The viewership
nasty.
Has really dropped off.
That's
I mean, it's not doing poorly in the ratings, but it peaked at 20 million viewers a week. It was, and that was like in the 2006 and 7 season, I think. Now it's down to 8.7 million viewers, which isn't shabby, but when you consider that they had 20 million, that's a big drop off.
But think about what they did and why did they go down that street. You wonder how some of these
because
TV
you
shows.
Have to change it to keep it interesting. You can't keep it the same year after year after year.
And sometimes and then, they change it the wrong way.
Right. Yeah. All right. So that's the bad news.
That's
what's the good news?
The good news, if you're a fan of The Voice, poor NBC, you know, they've had such a tough time of it, and The Voice is really their ratings hero this time of year.
Yeah.
And so they've decided that they're going to debut a new cycle of The Voice in fall of 2012 instead of waiting all the way to 2013 for another mid-season run. The only problem is that the only judge available, and this is interesting, is Christina Aguilera. She's already signed on, in fact, for the fall cycle if they decide to move forward with that. It would compete directly with the X Factor, but the other judges, CeeLo Green, Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, they are
all on tour.
Possibly not going to be able to commit because they all are on tour or have other commitments at that time of year. Hmm. So,
all right, is that a big deal?
You
said
I will
yesterday that I like the worst guest.
Will it change the chemistry? Yeah, it will. They've got a really good chemistry,
that's
I think.
That's what makes that show, the four judges' chemistry with each other and the competitive fun that they
that's
have.
That's what made American Idol. Simon's not there, I don't find it very stimulating.
It was the right mix. In fact, anymore. Nigel Lithgow, who produces American Idol, said that he's a little upset because he loves the chemistry between Blake Shelton and Adam Levine specifically and thinks that he's lost a lot on American Idol because of that chemistry.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of American Idol, we have the update on what occurred there last night coming up. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will have a house call with us here in a matter of moments on Good Day.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during hockey season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
30 seconds left on the power play. Chris Tweeter of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Your girlfriend wants an engagement ring for Valentine's Day, and you really should score here before they bring in another man. Also, quit wiping barbecue sauce in your pants. It's called a napkin. Use it.
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's, with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off all Jockey Classic and Bonus Value Packs, including 4-pack boxers, boxer briefs, and 6-pack briefs, plus crew and V-neck tees. 25% off all Jockey boxers, all Jockey pouch and Elance collections, and more. All Jockey Men's Underwear, 25% off at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Sale ends February 20th.
Time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to join us on the Good Day program with a number of things, the issues that are from the medical world always on the top of people's minds. So with an update on a number of these stories, Dr. Ken is here. First off, bread. A lot of people are talking about this, what people did know, and more importantly, what they didn't know for all these years about bread, Ken.
Well, maybe I can get a top 10 coming out here, but yeah, right. The CDC this week announced the top 10 causes of high salt in our diet. So we're trying to cut down on salt. Hopefully all of us are. And according to the CDC, Doug, just 10 foods account for 44% of the sodium in the American diet. Salt, it's the main source of sodium. It increases the risk of high blood pressure. And bread and rolls top this list. And it's just that people tend to eat a lot of bread. Do you want me to go through the other 9 quickly?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Next on the list, cold cuts and cured meats, pizza, fresh and processed poultry, soups, fast food hamburgers and sandwiches and cheese, and rounding out the 10 are spaghetti and other pasta dishes, meatloaf and other meat dishes, and snacks like potato chips and pretzels.
Now, also, news this week about sugar and how bad that is for you.
Don't shoot the messenger here, but out of the journal Nature, interesting editorial about sugar posing enough health risks, Doug, that it should be considered a controlled substance, just like alcohol and tobacco. It's according to an opinion piece called The Toxic Truth About Sugar, published this week in the medical journal Nature. Amazingly, across the world, sugar intake has tripled in the past 50 years. The increase has helped create a global obesity problem, contributes to 35 million annual deaths worldwide from non-infectious diseases, including diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. Excess sugar listen to this list. It can alter metabolism, raise your blood pressure, interfere with the actions of hormones, and damage the liver. Sounds a little bit like alcohol. Wow. But a little is not a problem. This is what's key, but a lot kills you slowly.
Yeah, a lot of candy bars, too much cake, these sorts of things. And those things bring us around to obesity. There's a story about obesity being linked to yet another problem that people have, Ken.
Well, blood trans fats. I hope this is where you wanted to go. This is some good news. The trans fat levels in the blood of Caucasian adults in America fell by 58% between 2000 and 2009, which should help lower the risk of cardiovascular disease in the nation. Foods that are high in trans fats, Doug, include store-bought baked goods such as crackers, cookies, and cakes, and many fried foods and some shortenings and margarines. Trans fats have been shown to be highly linked to atherosclerosis, Doug, the hardening and narrowing of arteries, the number one killer of Americans.
All right, as long as we're in it, we had the bad news. We had the good news for green tea drinkers.
More good news. This is out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Doug, elderly adults who regularly drink green tea, they may stay more agile and independent than their peers over time. Green tea, it contains antioxidant chemicals that may help ward off the cell damage that can lead those who drink the most green tea to be the least likely to develop functional disability or problems with daily activities or basic needs such as dressing or bathing. While green tea and its extracts are considered safe, Doug, in small amounts, they do contain caffeine and small amounts of vitamin K. Some people are very sensitive to the caffeine, but vitamin K, it could interfere with drugs that prevent blood clotting.
All right. So there's that. Then a quick story about smokers and the dentist. This is pretty interesting.
Yes. Out of the CDC, smokers not only have more problems with their teeth than non-smokers, Doug, they also go to the dentist less often. Listen to this. 20% of smokers have not been to the dentist in at least 5 years.
Wow. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who have brought Cardiol into our country, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, from Italy, a way to reduce cholesterol levels. And high cholesterol is a big problem, Ken.
High cholesterol is a serious condition, Doug, that can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. As a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. A new all-natural approach from Italy might be right for our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, Doug, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels and also help to lower the bad fats in your blood called triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe, FDA-registered. Cardiol is also easy to take. This is why I like it. Just one capsule a day.
Take one capsule a day for 30 days, and you know what's best about all of this? Not only does it help you knock down your high cholesterol and high triglycerides, the first 30 days is free. When you go to cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net, use the code KEN. Order online at cardiol.net. You're a free 30-day trial. You'll be charged for shipping and handling a couple of bucks. That's it. Or you can call them toll-free at 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Your one-month supply free of Cardiol. Lower the cholesterol, lower the triglycerides, and be healthy.
In honor of Black History Month, Macy's and the Romare Bearden Foundation celebrate the 100th birthday of the African-American artist, innovator, and visionary, Romare Bearden. Join us at select Macy's locations nationwide for inspiring events that showcase his artwork and celebrate his legacy. Check your local newspapers or visit Macy's.com/celebrate for locations and details. Join us as we celebrate Black History Month. That's the magic of Macy's. That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Stephen's Good Day program. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie about to pay attention to the performers, the contestants, and the judges on American Idol. Johnny Kaiser sang for the judges in Hollywood.
My soul is as open as the sky. Oftentimes it's just as blue.
I'm done. Anybody else want to hear more of this guy?
Sometimes it's for the glory.
All right. Yeah.
And I'm mostly here.
The reason this show is suffering is because there's not enough talent and everybody sounds the same. Very few people on these shows now. The voice has got better. I think we've agreed the voice has got a better all-around talent. Here's somebody else named Heejin, who sang for the judges.
Tell me, how am I supposed to live without you?
Where's Simon? You need him.
Wrong.
Now that I've been, I remember this guy. He's from somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, you
go back there. All right, Richie, you got these other singers performing.
No, you know what we have to get to?
We have to talk about Simone.
We have to talk about Simone.
Jennifer, tell us the story about Simone.
All right, well, we didn't see her during the audition round, but I think everybody will remember her now. She's only 16 years old, and she charmed the judges with Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay. She was...
Go ahead.
She was working with Randy Jackson after the song, and she walked too close to the stage and fell off. The show ended with a call for a medic, and Ryan Seacrest teasing to see the young girl's fate on tonight's show.
To an older crowd.
So here she is.
You saying that we're older?
No.
After the song, talking to them.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Oh.
Not funny.
Yeah,
is she okay?
Is.
Oh, my God.
We won't know till tonight.
We won't know till tonight. What does that mean?
That means she's got to be okay, or they wouldn't use it as a tease for people to tune in tonight.
By the way, thanks for tuning in tonight. She died.
Yeah. Ryan Seacrest teased, learn the young girl's fate tomorrow on American Idol. Come on. She's fine.
I kind of think it was possibly staged, because when she was walking, it looked like she was drunk when she was walking. She was like, no, but she was like walking weird and just didn't stop and kept going, and then boom.
That would be one of my biggest fears, you guys. If I were ever on one of these shows, or if I ever got a Ryan Seacrest gig, I would be so worried about falling off the stage.
Here's a clue. don't walk towards the edge. But, you know, I guess the lights. I don't know. Maybe it's the lights.
Yeah. It's hard to see.
Those lights can be pretty bright. All right. So, Richie, play a little of Phil Phillips and Reed Grimm. It's cut 8:18.
Call me sister. Yeah. Papa's next. In the swing.
Let's go down to the next one, Travis Orlando.
You mean my soul a burning fire.
Where are the women? There's no women here?
Be my one side.
Here's Jane Carey. You want to do Jane Carey? What if she?
Yeah.
Here. What's going on with her? She's
looking out Jim my Carey. Back door.
CCR.
Just yeah. Got home from Illinois.
Like
locked the front door. Oh, boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. But imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Looking out my back door.
I like it.
Yeah. That was okay.
That's a lot cool. Better than her audition, I think.
Yeah. That was good. Yeah. Okay. So we found one that we all agreed. Roberta, what did you think of that?
I liked her a lot.
Yeah. Just one of them, at least. Maybe we can work on one.
Get behind.
Wendy Williams talks with Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray about who ought to fill the X Factor vacancies in a few minutes. Plus, we have the story from DougStephan.com about, as a matter of fact, we'll make a 2020 news quiz out of a problem one of the CNN anchors is having. It's coming right up here, 20 and after on Good Day.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The prostate formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. To find out more.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's, with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off all Jockey Classic and Bonus Value Packs, including 4-pack boxers, boxer briefs, and 6-pack briefs, plus crew and V-neck tees. 25% off all Jockey boxers, all Jockey pouch and Elance collections, and more. All Jockey Men's Underwear, 25% off at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Sale ends February 20th.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
After the hour, today's Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, which suggests we all have the right to speak our minds as we wish. That would be Rich and Jennifer and Roberta, you, Mike Huckabee.
My rights are trampled on when it comes to speaking my mind on this show.
Oh, you poor boy.
Be quiet. You don't know what you're talking about.
This is an interesting reality. A lot of people are going to... Limbaugh will probably talk about this on his program today. And I don't want to be too inside with this. Most of you who follow... most people who listen... Although this is not the conventional talk program, and a lot of music stations carry this program as well as spoken word formatted stations. But many of the stations that I'm on have Rush Limbaugh on in the midday. And they have the other... most of the stations would have right-of-center programming rather than left-of-center programming. And that's not because that's my bent. It just happens to be that there are a lot more right-of-center stations. There are left-of-center stations anyway. So here's the... This is basically how this is set up. Limbaugh is owned by a company called Premier, even though he calls it the EIB Network. The EIB Network is just a figment of his imagination.
Right.
It belongs to
fun.
And Premier belongs to Clear Channel, which is the largest owner of radio stations in the country. They still own about 800 or 900 stations. So
Billboard concert promoters,
right? They're very big into all kinds of media. They own iHeart Radio, and that whole concept is beginning to really boom.
Yep.
So anyway, Limbaugh has been number one in his time slot for the 24 years that he's been doing the program. He's been on the air since July of 1988. I've been doing this program since October of 1988. The two of us, he's number one on the seniority list now of people doing syndicated talk, and I'm number two on that list. But the arrival of Clear Channel, the arrival of Cumulus into the big boys club with their buying what were basically the ABC stations around the country, They're in second place. They have 390, I think, stations, of which at least 100 are spoken word formatted stations. So they're going to compete now with Rush Limbaugh. Many of their stations have Limbaugh on their stations, but they, I mean, Limbaugh does well in the ratings for sure, but they're going to put Huckabee, Mike Huckabee, on the air against Rush Limbaugh. So the this is not a foregone conclusion, but the assumption is, because of the way their business model works, that they will take Limbaugh off and put Huckabee on once the show really hits its stride. So it's very, this is a very large challenge, the first challenge that these people at Premier have had. They have Hannity on in the afternoon, Glenn Beck. Hannity's growth is pretty much stagnated. Again, I don't want to make this too inside. Glenn Beck is going to become pretty much a digital act. I would be surprised if he re-ups with the Premier, frankly, the next time around. I think he's making so much money with that GBTV and other things that he's doing that are on the digital side. He's out doing a comedy tour now. I don't get that, but I don't get him. I mean, I like him as a person. He and I have had some nice conversations over the years. I respect what he's done. He's built up quite a bit on the business side. I'm not talking about on the air. I'm talking about on his business. Understanding how this all works is something he has really pursued. I don't know that he's perfected it, but he gets it. And so I think he where all of this is going is where he's going. And he doesn't want to be restrained. It's pretty much the same as Howard Stern. Howard Stern did not want to be restrained by what you have to do to comply with the rules of being on terrestrial radio stations, where there's a stick involved, transmitter involved. So that's why he's on Sirius, making hundreds of millions of dollars. And Glenn Beck's going to do the same thing, not on Sirius necessarily, but creating his own digital realm. And I think that's what you're going to see over the next few years, a lot of changes. I can see, frankly, the benefit of it. I think it makes sense. I think we have to be doing, I've all along said that. I know this isn't a radio program. I produce a program every day that can be heard in any number of ways, and am happy to have people listen to and take advantage of whatever it is that we're doing here, no matter whether it's on a radio station, on the Internet. We have ties to lots of different organizations, like Jennifer's company, CRN Digital, which is an audio transcription service that's heard on the big distributors of, I'm going to say television.
Cable and satellite.
Cable and satellite around the country. So there are all kinds of ways of being heard. I had a real lesson last night, Richie. I went to the Apple store to try to figure out my iPad. I have been using it more lately and been frustrated because I don't understand the password thing. Every time, like, I went to Hulu, the first time I used it, didn't have to have a password. Next time I went to it, I had to have a password. And there is no, I mean, there isn't, I haven't established a password.
So yeah, Hulu.
It isn't clear. Well, all of them. I mean, I had a whole bunch of these things that are part of what you have in the apps, and they all require passwords and, email identity.
Yeah,
password.
So were they able to help you?
We couldn't get into it because we don't know what they are. And Bob, who set it up for me, doesn't remember. So,
oh, gosh.
I don't know what to do.
Don't they have a password retrieval? They usually do.
Not.
That's Gmail.
You've got to get onto it first.
The password to be able to access the iPad.
Yeah. No, not the iPad. The individual items that I want to use.
Bob set up all these services for you so you could just click on them.
But they don't.
So when he went to Hulu and signed up for it, he signed up for you and then didn't give you the password.
Right. Well, he doesn't remember what it is.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
So how is the Apple Store going to help you with that?
I didn't know that was something that I had to ferret out. They aren't going to help me with it. They aren't going to help me with it. No. Right. So, anyway.
What's your Gmail password, sir?
Yeah, G-Man.
Yeah.
G-Man.
There you go.
All right, so Jennifer.
So, Dougie.
We took care of all of the television stuff with the exception of two items. One of them has to do with the X Factor. We've all pretty much agreed that American Idol has lost its starch. We kind of like The Voice. We're not sure we like the X Factor. As a matter of fact, Simon isn't sure he liked the X Factor because he fired most of the people who were on the show.
He says he didn't. He says Fox did.
Yeah, he said it was the network that did
it. But he owns the show.
He said that he went to bat for Paula, actually.
Paula.
He tried to prevent her from getting fired. Yeah.
All right, so here's Mark McGrath, who's a member of the group Sugar Ray,
right,
talking with Wendy Williams about who ought to fill the X Factor vacancies.
Which one is that, Doug?
That would be 806, Richie.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mariah would be fantastic, and I am really disappointed, Simon, that you were saying that Mariah will not be part, because I can't figure out who you're going to get to fill the seat on X Factor. I've been kind of sideline coaching, you know, here through the TV to Simon on the X Factor.
Well, you know, I'm not so concerned about the judges, because, Wendy, I heard they need a host over there at the X Factor as
they
well.
They do need a host.
I'm just saying.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
You know, there's only so many county fairs Sugar Ray can play.
Why?
You know what I mean? So, Simon, if you're listening...
Yeah. What are you doing? Look at me.
Yeah.
Look, he's got good teeth.
Paid a lot of money for him.
He's not a bad-looking man at all. He's got beautiful eyes and a full head of hair. And most importantly to us, you bring all the cuckoo crazy.
Yeah. Cuckoo crazy. Thank you, guys. I like you.
Okay. There's your host.
Thank you. I love it. But
now, to sit at the judges' table, I'm thinking Simon might go after Whitney Houston.
Ooh.
And I want to tell you why.
Speaking
this would be a
nuts
mistake.
Speaking of nuts and cuckoo.
I don't think you have to tell us.
Nope. All due respect, I love Whitney. Ooh, woo, woo, woo. But Whitney is trying to make a comeback with her career right now. Every word that comes out of her mouth is going to be checked through five people before she speaks.
Yep.
She's not going to give us any of the cuckoo crazy. She's not going to give you Bobby or shut up. She's not that girl.
All right. So there's some food for thought. Now, There's something more important or more disturbing going on television this week. This sellout, Mimi Alford, who has come out with a book alleging an affair with JFK.
Mm-hmm.
Probably happened, and I'm not disputing that. But the way this thing is being whored around, and I'm using that word in an advisory sense because I think this is awful. But that's me. The salacious encounter descriptions, the affair. Now she's trying to get sympathy for her position as if she was taken advantage of, like she didn't know that Kennedy was the president or married.
I don't get
it. Give me a break.
No, I don't think that she's looking for sympathy at all. I think she, from what I've seen, looks at it and says, I was 19 and stupid, and I liked it at the time. It was glamorous.
But looking back, duh.
But looking back, duh, yes.
Okay, so we'll have some of the audio from those interviews and a little discussion about it in a moment here. Good Day Time is 16 before the hour.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off all Jockey Classic and Bonus Value Packs, including 4-pack boxers, boxer briefs, and 6-pack briefs, plus crew and V-neck tees. 25% off all Jockey boxers, all Jockey pouch and Elance collections, and more. All Jockey Men's Underwear, 25% off at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Sale ends February 20th.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Everyone hates to floss, right? So the makers of Sonicare and Waterpik have introduced products to make it easier than ever. But which one do you choose? A recently published study in the Journal of Clinical Dentistry shows that Waterpik Water Flosser is the clear winner. The study was conducted by BioSci Research Canada Limited. During the four-week study, subjects were given the Waterpik Water Flosser or Sonicare Air Floss, plus a manual toothbrush to use as part of their daily oral care routine. The results showed that the Waterpik Water Flosser was 80% more effective than Sonicare Air Floss at reducing gingivitis and 70% more effective at removing plaque. This new research builds upon an existing body of evidence that shows that the Waterpik Water Flosser is more effective than traditional dental floss and more effective than air floss for removing plaque, reducing gingivitis, and improving overall oral health. And a recent survey finds that Waterpik is the number one brand of water flosser recommended by dental professionals to their patients. For more information on Waterpik products, visit waterpik.com. I'm John Tridden.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
I was going to do a 2020 News Quiz question, but I think we need to spend a little time on this interview. Meredith Vieira talking to Mimi Alford, who is the author of a book describing her encounter with President John F. Kennedy when she was
TV story of the week.
19 years old. Right here she talks about why she's now writing this book.
Her secret was first revealed in 2003 when historian Robert Dalek wrote in his biography of JFK that a tall, slender, beautiful White House intern was rumored to be among the president's many paramours. The revelation prompted inevitable comparisons to President Bill Clinton's scandalous relationship with White House intern Monica Lewinsky. But in 2003, Mimi wasn't offering details. She released a short statement and disappeared. When I saw this book, the first thing that I thought was, I don't even remember. I don't remember this story. You had really successfully sort of fallen off the face of the earth, so to speak. Why did you decide to expose yourself all over again, Mimi? Why write this book now?
It's not so much that I feel that I'm exposing myself. It's that I'm really unburdening myself. I think when you keep a secret and when you keep silent about something, you do it because you think it's keeping you safe. But in fact, it's deadly.
Okay. She was engaged and she tells her fiancé the story.
Mimi was with her fiancé when they heard the news.
I could hardly breathe. I was so, so in so much pain. Here was Tony, who I was going to marry, who I loved. There was the president, who I had loved, who I had spent 18 months with. He was dead. The feelings were just explosive inside me. And then Tony looked at me and he said, What is more? What's wrong with you? And then I told him. I told him the truth.
And what was his reaction?
Tony's reaction was emotionally violent. His response was so devastating that at that moment, what happened for me was I shut down emotionally, because what Tony said to me was, you and I will never, ever talk about this, and you are never to tell anybody else.
So Mimi buried her secret, becoming Mrs. Fonstock. January of 1960.
All right, so what do we think about this in 30 seconds? This woman is, I'm sort of appalled by it. Sell a book like this, make a lot of money.
I think she's owed this.
Owed the money because of what she did? That's interesting.
Because of what
because
he did.
He totally took advantage of her, and he's gross. And
absolutely.
Sorry,
I agree with Jen.
But she deserves to get something from it other than shame, so good for
okay.
her.
Okay. All right. I think I might agree with you, as a matter of fact. Yeah, that's a good conclusion. Thank you. 51 after the hour. Good
thanks
day.
To you, too. This will never happen again. Huh.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Music. Neither does Madonna, actually.
Yeah. There's something about his music that's sounding tired to me. Listening
well,
to the
a lot of
same old
stuff.
Songs being played on the radio, maybe that's what it is. It just, I don't know, he sounds... It just sounds old.
I think you
all his stuff
just
old.
Dislike him now because he's so angry now.
Maybe that's what it is.
He is so
yeah. He's angry at everybody.
Dude is angry.
He's shot at everybody.
Man, he's
for what
so
reason?
Angry.
The fat old
yeah
has been
yeah
okay.
So one of the great talents of our time.
Very unbelievably
an amazing,
talented.
An amazing.
And Bernie Taupin, the guy who wrote the lyrics to his music, extraordinarily talented.
Great,
no, you can't
great,
take that away
great,
from the guy.
Stuff.
It's just that now he sounds bitter, angry. He doesn't look good.
He's like a mean old lady.
Yeah, right, exactly. The Liberace relived. Okay, it's having
so
said that.
So why were we playing this?
Elton John from the movie Gnomeo and Juliet.
Which is a great movie.
Number one movie during this
it
week, last year. Hello, hello, Elton John.
It was a good movie.
Get started.
Awesome. Nominated song.
Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Chuck,
hey, Doug,
I just
wanted to bring this up. I'm sure you have, but what do you think of 20th Century Fox and producer David Shore agreeing to end the medical drama House after 8 seasons?
We're just talking about that. My feeling is this last year has been awful. It's been dark and angry, the same kind of stuff we're just talking about with regard to Elton John. It isn't fun to watch the show anymore. When that basic core group, Lisa Edelstein, Jennifer Morrison, that bunch left, Omar Epps, they were very much a core part of this show. And House just seemed to have lost whatever it had for whatever the reason that they sent those people away.
Yeah, if there was any one word, I mean, I was a big fan in the beginning, but the word repetitive came to mind. It just, it never, for me, advanced a great character. It just sort of circled around the same thing over and over and over. But,
yeah.
Hugh Laurie was, it's a great character, but, you know, it's funny, I read that the show is still immensely financial, you know, it's very profitable, and it's a big, big hit overseas, but, I guess creatively they knew it came to an end and, wanted to end it.
Yep. So that's what they will do, and, so it goes, I guess, in the, there's an end to everything. 8 or 9 years. You get 8 or 9 years out of a show. That's pretty good. When you think about that, and then how phenomenal the Law and Order franchise is, how that stuff. There are people who have said, and I think Dick Wolf was one of them, he wishes he's pushed harder to keep the original Law and Order on the air because there were still plenty of stories to tell. They could have done the same thing with that as they could have with Law and Order, the one that, what's his face, is in. Not the sex thing, but the other one, Criminal Intent. They've kept that going by putting it on USA Network first, and then they put it on NBC. It just, it's too late to worry about it now.
It's a good franchise. But you know, one last thing. If you have a sitcom that goes 8 or 9 years, it's even more profitable than a straight drama.
It's easier to write
forever.
Chuck has movie news for us in a minute here on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Chucker, what's in the movie news box today?
All right, Doug. Arnold Schwarzenegger officially signing on to co-star alongside Sylvester Stallone in an action film that takes place at a prison. It's titled The Tomb. The two will team up for The Expendables 2, which is theaters.
So how many movies, since Schwarzenegger got out, he's been involved in at least 4 or 5 movies already, right?
I think four. He plays a border guard in a film coming out next year. That was his first one. Then he went on to do Expendables 2, and now he's signed on to do The Tomb. So he's not having any trouble finding solid work in the business once again. I'm glad to see it because I love him. Production currently underway on a big sci-fi film from Sixth Sense director M. Night Shyamalan, titled After Earth. It will star Will Smith and his son Jaden, and director Brian De Palma and action star Jason Statham reportedly working on a remake of the 1987 Burt Reynolds movie Heat. That's the second Burt Reynolds movie to be remade in the last few years.
Chuck Curry. Introducing.